Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Guns.com is I used to use them as a source of info because it was great. It's a great blog, but I looked away for a minute and then they just changed like overnight. And in addition to changing along the way, while they changed, the radio studio is there. So they've become quite this behemoth, and they have a whole bunch of moving parts. And as I'm trying to understand what these moving parts do, I'm trying to bring in as many people as I can. So joining me now from the Guns.com e-commerce department is Leah Roberts. Good evening or afternoon, young lady, wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in, the salutation of the day.
Good afternoon. Yep, I am over in Virginia where it is very hot and humid today.
Okay, so it's afternoon for you. You're Eastern time like me. Okay. So, okay, so I didn't even know. I know Guns.com sells guns. I know that they write about guns. I know they buy guns. I did not know they had an e-commerce department. Tell me about what you have to do as their e-commerce person.
Yeah, sure. So as an e-commerce manager, a lot of what I'm doing is coordinating the listing of guns on the site, creating the pages that you're viewing that's going to give you all that good information on the products you're looking for, as well as other landing pages, coordinating sales. So we're really doing all of that behind-the-scenes stuff that gives you those products in the front end to purchase. It's a team of about three people, which might be smaller than you might expect for a company of our size and for a catalog with the expansive product offerings that we have. But, yeah, it's a lot of coordinating with marketing and a lot of really just being entrenched in guns, which is fortunately what I love.
Were you a member? Did you work for them before you became the e-commerce manager?
I actually did not. I came on initially as just an e-commerce coordinator. I was the first one on the team when that was expanding and we were looking to kind of get the e-commerce ball rolling and selling guns. So I was the first person, and then, you know, as we grew, which was very quick, we brought some other people on the team, and I ended up being the one managing them. So it's been awesome so far. Super fun.
Well, it's interesting to watch you guys, because I was involved with you, and I would have people on, and at one time, one of your big dogs there, he was, like, considered to be this EMP specialist. And I would bring him on the show, and we'd talk about EMPs and everything else, and but it was all based upon, you know, stories and articles and blogs and news and that kind of stuff. And the way you guys have segued, but you continue to maintain the blog and the news and all the other stuff, the way you guys have segued is very impressive. I don't know if too many companies actually do that.
Yeah.
I don't know of any blogs that have ever made that transition.
Yeah. That was kind of the fun part in the initial stages, was how many people knew us already for the blog and for the great news content that they were getting. And so it was kind of a pleasant surprise finding out, like, oh, wait, now, you know, I can get all this great content. I can learn all this stuff. Now I can buy from you, too. So that's been fantastic for sure.
Now, I've talked to Mark Sims before, and I need to get him. I've got to reschedule him to get on here because he's the guy in charge of buying the used guns. So
market's awesome.
How many people do you have to work closely with? Because you got new guns, you got used guns, you got your partners that, you know, these are not necessarily, they're guns you can sell, but they're not necessarily on site. It sort of sounds like you need to be sort of agile in your day to day.
Oh, yeah, incredibly. So I am, you know, I'm working with almost every department, whether it be, you know, answering a question for customer service and adjusting something that might have been incorrect, or, you know, working with our distributors, working with manufacturers outside of the company, and then, you know, coordinating with the content team, making sure that, you know, we just got this great batch of, you know, whatever product, and can we talk about that in a way that's beneficial to people through our content, you know? So, I mean, I really am, you know, I'm bumping elbows with almost everybody in the company as far as just coordinating this e-commerce thing that we're doing here, which has been, it's been fantastic.
Do you guys have a finance division too?
We do. Yep, we've got finance, warehouse, customer service. We've got the whole nine yards. We are good.
So if somebody wants to buy like a SCAR, which is sort of a high dollar gun, I mean, my first car, and I'm going to date myself, Leah, but my first car was $500. My FN that I've got right beside me costs more than my first car.
Yep, I believe it.
And for a SCAR, which is you know, if you get one with all the bells and whistles, what are you looking at? $3,500, $4,000.
You know, as far as rifles go, but you know, the great thing is we recently started offering financing as well. So, you know,
right,
all those fantasy guns you've been looking at, thinking, "Can I get that? Can I get that?" Now you can.
That's it, Now let me ask you this. This is the thing. Now a lot of, I don't remember Mr. McMillan's first name, the McMillan that passed away that ran McMillan Gun Stocks, and then Jay Jacobson at Franklin Armory. I've talked to them about their various deplatformings that have happened to them, like their loss of banking services and everything that happens with them. Now, for you, is this something that you have to sort of keep an eye out on as well? You've got to be making sure that your sources and everything for all of the stuff that feeds the various businesses that you are trying to coordinate, do you have to keep an eye on just to make sure that they're still working the way you guys expect them to?
100%, especially, you know, now things are definitely volatile when it comes to working in the firearms industry and, you know, what services that, you know, if you were marketing anything else, you'd be able to freely use. But because there's this, you know, gun associated with it, and we are guns.com, there's no hiding what we do. You know, it's there are hiccups and things you run into, you know, like you might expect. We can't advertise on Google like everybody else. We sell guns. That's fine. We found workarounds. But, you know, just things like that that you do have to be aware of, you know, and then the political climate that we're in today and the culture that we're in today and the censorship that you see. So we're very lucky to find a great financial service that is A-OK with us and A-OK with what we offer and financing those purchases.
I'll be honest with you. In your position, I'd be on pins and needles every day of my life.
Yeah, I mean, it can, you know, you see the news articles come out, you see legislation get introduced, or, you know, potential for executive orders. There's definitely some tense moments, you know.
Well,
we roll with the punches.
Yeah, I want to talk about rolling with the punches. We'll do that in the next segment, because if you've been there for 3 years, you've been there long enough to see the trends. And since you deal with dollars, which are not conceptual, they're real. It's a real physical thing that you're managing on a daily basis. I want to see what your thoughts are on some of the stuff and everything else as it comes up. While we're talking to Leah, we're also going to pick her brain because Leah carries a gun. Leah lives in Virginia, which is, I didn't know you lived in Virginia, which Virginia is a, right now they're sort of a bipolar state.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's beautiful, but it's a sort of bipolar, so for a gun person, I know that's sort of fun and everything else. And, you know, you have some things to say about how you approach picking a gun, how you carry a gun concealed, that kind of thing. I'm going to pick your brain on it. Guns.com, it is a one-stop shop. You can go in there and pick out a gun. If you need to, you can finance the gun. While you're waiting on the approval, you can go read the news. All at one spot, guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention
mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Saddle Loose Line, Militia Line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Leah Roberts. She is the e-commerce manager, director at guns.com. Manager?
Yep.
I think director sounds much more impressive, though, doesn't it?
I mean, maybe we might have to talk to some people.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah, just, you know, it's just a slight reset of the print on your business card. No big deal.
Exactly.
So, tell me, you sound relatively youthful. How old are you, please?
Oh, I am 29.
You are relatively youthful. So, as a 29-year-old female, what is your carry gun of choice?
All right, so I've got two, because as you may have noticed, summertime, Virginia, it's hot. The outfit gets small.
I'm in South Carolina. I mean,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. In the summer months, I am primarily carrying a Glock 43. However, my favorite gun, and a gun that I am very excited to start carrying again soon in these fall and winter, is going to be my Archon Type B, which is a larger handgun, has a larger capacity. So those are my two go-tos.
You're the first one I've ever known that actually owns one of those.
Oh, really? It's a fantastic gun.
That's the one that is imported. That's coming from Arsenal. Doesn't Salient Arms get a hold of that first?
Yes, actually. I know that was originally how things were set up. So they were coming in through Salient Arms. I think they're doing their own thing now, shipping out of Vegas.
For those who don't know, the Archon is, it has a very low axis on it. I mean, if you look at the CZ P10 series, which has a really low axis, the Archon is looking up at the slide on the CZ P10. It's a very low axis. It sort of looks like a smaller, thinner P10 to me. Supposedly really controllable.
Oh yeah, and I've actually had the opportunity to shoot them the P10 back to back with the Type B. Very comparable, because I'm a big fan of CZ as well. I think they make fantastic handguns. If I didn't have an Archon, the P10 might actually be what I would get instead. Now, that being said, I love the HK VP9.
You know, the VP9, here's the thing with the VP9. For me, the VP9, the strength is the weakness, because I love the mag release.
Me too.
But if you're really getting on that gun, if you're really, you know, slinging, sometimes you might have a tendency, as you're trying to hang on to it, especially if if you're trying to have just one, you know, make looking like a blowtorch or something, if you're sending that much lead down. Sometimes you might accidentally kick that mag out. I mean, have you ever had that happen to you?
I haven't had that happen, but I will say, and this, I had never shot the gun with gloves before, and when they came out with the button variation for the mag release, I was skeptical, you know, because I'm confident I've got my VP9. Whatever, this thing's awesome, you know, this mag release is great. And I put on a pair of my gloves and went to do that and was like, okay, all right, I see, I get it now. So I'm with you. I love that paddle mag release, but at the same time, it's a little problematic.
So you shoot with gloves on?
I do not. However, you know, sometimes in the winter, it's cold, your fingers starting to get numb, you're going to throw in a pair, or maybe if you're doing something a little harder, some harder training, doing a lot of physical activity, there's a time and place for the gloves. I carry them in my kit, but I prefer to shoot without them. Just for me, it feels better. But, you know, when I started hearing all the rumors about, the button, you know, button is better than the paddle mag release, I had to try it out for myself, and they were right.
Yeah. The thing with gloves, there's precious few guns that actually make a trigger guard big enough for gloves.
Yep.
Glock, I don't know if Glock's ever going to redesign theirs. This is sort of really small, but I would imagine, and I'm trying to picture the Archon in my head, that seems like it has a pretty big trigger guard, but the two biggest trigger guards I know of are the CZ and the SIG P320 ones. The P320 you could stick your fist through. and not hit the target. Figure on that. I'm surprised you. I'm surprised. But it's interesting about the Archon. I mean, I've never gotten to shoot one of those. What do you think of it?
I love it. I think it's phenomenal. It's smooth shooting. You know, the felt recoil is so minimal. And I mean, looks aren't everything, but that thing looks cool. You know, I recently had the slide on mine milled out, and I've got an aim point acro on there. So we are just looking super sci-fi, very cool. I mean, I love it. I've had it for a couple of years now. I think it's a phenomenal handgun.
So you like the acro optic?
Yeah. I'm trying to love red dots on handguns, but there is a learning curve, and I am.
You got young eyes too. I mean, if you could, I mean, the dots are going to be the way to go. It's interesting about the acro because I see that as the way dots are going to go. The problem is, I can't bring myself to put something on my gun that looks like a miniature mailbox or a miniature bread box.
TV set there.
Yeah, I mean, a small container. I know there's a reason behind that. I just don't understand what it is. And how much does it weigh?
Oof. Geez, you know, off the top of my head.
Is it handy? Does it seem like it adds a little heft to the gun?
Not terribly so. And, you know, honestly, where it sits, it's not so much a problem. You know, for me, something like that, adding something like that, I feel strong enough and confident enough. It's not so much an issue for me. But, you know, if you're maybe someone doing competition or, you know, you aren't the strongest or you don't have, you know, the best articulation in your hands, that might not be something for you, you know.
Yeah.
So it's important to consider that kind of stuff.
Do you guys have any Archons in stock right now?
Oh, we will very soon. I've got a big shipment on the way I'm very excited about.
You might need to call Will and tell him to stop the presses. We had something in play. May have to recalibrate this thing because now you've got my interest piqued on this. Tell everybody where to find guns.com, which is, you know what, don't worry about that. That's the stupidest thing I've ever asked anybody to do. If you're going to go looking for guns.com, you should go to guns.com, simply enough. Leah is there working behind, in the background to make your purchasing experience easier, smoother, trying to keep everything full to where when you get there, you have choices to make. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gold medalist Michaela Maroney is among top Olympic gymnasts testifying in regards to the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. He's the former USA gymnastics team doctor who was convicted of abusing many young female athletes over many years. North Korea is continuing to test long-range cruise missiles.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region, 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is promoting his new vaccine mandate. Biden meeting with a group of business leaders at the White House and saying vaccine requirements work. He insisted it will help beat the pandemic while aiding the ongoing economic recovery. The Biden plan requires companies with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations. Some Republican-led governors have vowed to challenge any vaccine mandates in court. California Governor Gavin Newsom survives his recall election.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Leah Roberts, the e-commerce manager at guns.com. One last question on the Archon, if I may, because I've been... You've really got me curious now. Very curious. Does it use proprietary magazines?
It does, but here's the thing. When you order an Archon, they give you four right off the gate. So that
does anybody sell them in the United States?
I think you can only buy them right now on their website, potentially with some other dealers in store. But they do. They are available. They are in stock. So, you know, it's not like one of those situations. This actually happened recently with the Smith & Wesson M&P 1522, where there was just not a mag to be found on the market.
Right.
You won't have that problem with this, and I haven't experienced it at least yet, and I kind of, you know, keep an eye on them and their inventory levels, because, you know, you can always use a spare mag, things happen. That really floored me, as four mags come with it. That's fantastic.
Well, that's great. That's stupendous. I think any gun that you buy nowadays, I mean, most of them don't. Glocks, the fifth-gen Glocks come with three. Everybody else seems to come with two.
Yeah.
Which is a big problem if you like the Walther PDP.
Yeah. Those, I haven't gotten my hands on one of those yet, but that's a really interesting gun. I'd like to try that out sometime.
Well, I've got one that I plan on selling to you.
Oh,
yeah. 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 So there's at least one coming. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this, because everybody seems to be running to the smallest possible thing they can stick in their belt.
Yeah.
And you have probably the smallest thing out there, the Glock 43. I don't know of too many. It's a single stack. It's six rounds. If you have the one, I think you have. And but then from there, you go from there to the Archon, which is what, a 17, 18 round gun?
I believe it's 15. Yep. Yeah.
15 rounds.
15 rounds.
So. Between those two, I mean, I guess it comes down to application or the way you're dressed, because I know women have more ways to carry a gun than guys do.
True, yes. We do have options, and I actually, you know, a lot of people frown on purse carry. As long as you're doing it safely and the trigger is guarded and you're confident you can access that in time, I am totally fine with that. I would rather a woman be carrying a gun than not, you know, just because her outfit doesn't allow for it, so... First carry, that's A-okay with me as long as you're doing it safely. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we have more options. You know, there's belly bands, the whole assortment of holsters. You know, you've got those can-can concealments, a little sexier, the leg holster, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we've got options for sure.
So you have those two. Are there any? Do you have any other handguns that are in part of your rotation?
I've got kind of we've got a couple of VP9s, one tactical, one not. And then we've also got, I've got a Project 1911 that I actually need to put some time into since it's going to be a project. But that's kind of a full run on the handguns. And then, you know, then we can get into the rifles and the shotguns and everything else.
Right.
But, yeah, so right now my two favorites are the two that I've normally had with me is either going to be that Glock 43 or that Archon Type B.
Yeah, so for you, which is your preferred way to carry? If I run into you somewhere, what's the most likely way you're going to be carrying a gun?
For me, that's going to be appendix, you know, inside the waistband, probably with a Kydex holster, kind of front and center, easy to access. And for me and my body type and you know, the way that I'm shaped, the easiest place that I can actually conceal something.
People that can carry appendix carry, that's the fastest draw.
Yeah.
That is the fastest draw. Well, I mean, it is simply the fastest draw. There's no, you're losing nanoseconds when you have to sweep back and, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah. That part of it, that's the best way to carry. I think that's the best way to carry. Do you carry in one, like, so when you're carrying with your, what about spare ammo? Do you carry spare ammo?
I do, yeah. So I will have a spare mag. I've got a couple of holsters that kind of have the little sidecar aspect to it. So I will carry a spare mag, especially with Glock, because of that low capacity. But even with the Archon, too. And, you know, honestly, even more important than that, I carry a tourniquet and I carry a trauma kit as well.
I see. That's the new thing, isn't it? I have Dark Angel on the show from the time Dark Angel Medical.
That's the
kit
I have.
Yeah. It just stands to reason in the event that if you had to intervene in a rampage killing event that unfolded in front of you, because you're probably going to be walking in there, and most of your rampage type shooters are going to stereotype you and say, oh, she's harmless.
Yep. Please.
So when you go to guns, you're going to attract their attention. And while he might not hit you, he might hit somebody beside you or around you. So, I mean, that would be, do you have kids? You got a significant other? I mean, you got somebody who might be beside you that... or do you just carry the trauma kit just because you're that responsible?
I don't have kids yet. I do have a significant other, but also just, you know, anywhere. If you're out with your friends, you know, just imagine being in that situation and not being able to really adequately help, you know. And it's as simple as just having a few pieces of small pieces of equipment that could really save someone's life. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, a scenario where a gun was involved. You know, tourniquet has application outside of gunshot wounds 100%.
All that stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a little bit of just, you know, trying to be a good citizen, just trying to, you know, help out if help is needed. And then also just being prepared, you know, there's, you know, when seconds matter, you can't really depend on somebody else. You've got to be prepared to act yourself and in a way that's safe and, you know, make those right choices.
Well, I'm pleased to hear all of this. I do a Women and Guns. I have a weaponized woman segment on where I have a girl named Keita Bussey that comes on, and she's pretty dangerous. I mean, but you sound pretty dangerous yourself. I'm impressed. I mean, just your choice of guns. I mean, I don't know any guys that carry Archons.
It was hard to find for a little bit, but I mean, it's awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an interesting lifestyle choice, especially for a woman. But you know, when you look at the stats and you look at science, you know, a gun is an equalizer.
Yes.
And that, you know, that is the ultimate argument for me. You know, I need to be able to defend myself, and I can't do that against men of a certain stature. You know, I just physically can't do it.
Yep.
So having that firearm as the equalizer, that is, it's important. It's critical. A big part of why I carry, for sure.
You hang on for me, if you would.
Sure.
Leah Roberts is the e-commerce manager at Guns.com. Her job. Which you wouldn't even, if she's doing her job, you won't know she's there. You'll just go in there and say, like to buy a gun. Here you go. Thanks for the money. Headed your way. Get ready. Get your background check ready. That's her job. That's what she enables. She's the one doing the mechanicking behind it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Leah Roberts. She's the e-commerce manager at guns.com. And suffice to say, when she's doing her job, you don't know it. You'll know it if she's not doing her job. But right now, she's doing her job. So we're talking about other stuff. And so you got guns, you carry guns. In addition to selling guns, what about training? Do you get to train?
I do. So there are actually some local groups that I work with. One of them is Vigilance Gun Club, and they've got two to three great instructors. I've been to a couple of carbine classes with them, and then also I do some one-on-one training to kind of keep on my toes with just kind of being better and faster and consistent with handgun use. I don't compete yet, but I'm kind of been looking at that more and more recently, kind of thinking, why not? You know, I shoot all the time, might as well. But definitely, I try and get training in. I love, you know, I'm always on the lookout for classes on medical aspects as well. I think you can get a great resource for taking classes. You know, hang on to that and do as many as you can.
Yeah, you know, Dark Angel does classes.
Yes, I would love to go to one of those.
I don't know. Carrie does classes in conjunction with SIG sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, if I was a gun selling entity of the size of Guns.com, I might would call SIG and say, you know, I sell a lot of SIGs. I sure would like to take a first aid class with Dark Angel Medical for the cost of car fare.
That might be a good phone call.
You got to learn to network, Leah. I'm sure you already know that. It's not something I can teach you about this. With your training, when was the last time you were able to train in the ammunition-starved era that we certainly sit in right now?
So I actually was out training last Saturday. And then, you know, oh, I've got ammo. But the, you know, the in-between period, you know, during the week, I get most of my time in on the weekend. You know, during the summer months, we've got all that extra sunlight. So sometimes you can get in after work. The weekends are strong for me, and then there is a lot of dry fire happening in between.
You know, I trained 2 weeks ago. And when I say I trained, I took three guns out to shoot them.
Okay.
And, you know, I would like to say that was training. The problem is that one was a single action only platform that is of such a, it's by a company called Chambers Custom. Have you ever heard of them?
I haven't. That's interesting.
They are so rare. There's less than 1,000 of those in the United States today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And they just did it. They did a collab with Knights Armament where they matched up a double stack 9mm with one of the Knights Armament rifles. And I got the handgun. Yeah. Got to shoot it. And then I shot a FN-509, which I really liked. And I shot the Walther PDP, which I didn't like as much. But I don't want to sour you on the PDP. You're liable to be able to shoot it better than I am.
I never know. You never know.
See, I know that women are better shots than guys are. I'm okay with that.
That's what I've heard. We're on
you
the
are.
Street. That's what I've heard.
You have a better touch. You have a better touch on the trigger. You have better breathing. You listen in a class where I get to a class and, you know, I drive up in my pickup truck, but in my mind's eye, I'm driving a white Testarossa, wearing a linen jacket, and I look like Sonny Crockett. So you're better students, you're more apt pupils than guys are, and you know I'm in touch with that. I got no issues with it or anything. It's just that women are better shots. They just are. I could study a little bit better. What can you say? And I don't know. I just don't know. So is Guns.com going to get into the ammo business?
Oh, maybe it's some way. Ammo. We're selling ammo. So actually, let me give you the full rundown. You know, we sell full assortment of you know, handguns, rifles, shotguns, thousands of makes and models. I think I checked earlier today. We have over 12,000 guns in stock that could be bought right now.
Wow.
And then that's a lot. And then on top of that, we have ammo. We get ammo in regularly, and it's competitive and it's fair. You know, I have a part in controlling the pricing on that, and I am very adamant about not pricing gouging people. I don't think that's fair. So we definitely, you know, we're doing this for the consumers, you know, ultimately. So we want to, you know, we're not gonna cheat you on the ammo prices. So we definitely offer ammo. We've got it in stock. We also offer optics, holsters, magazine holders, knives, hunting gear, and then range gear to get into your like bags, ears, eyes, targets, and all that stuff. And honestly, that's not even it. You know, we're still expanding. This is definitely not our final catalog of offerings. So, you know, it's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. So, you know, you got to keep your eye on us because we've got more stuff coming down the pipeline already.
Well, yeah, I didn't know you sold holsters. We definitely need to take a deep dive into the website. I was just looking for guns the other day. I mean, after I went and shot the FN, I was looking for FN guns, and I've never been a big FN fan. I don't know why. I think I've just been a snob. You know, I've got sponsors like Staccato and Chambers and Nighthawk. I mean, and then there's FN, and I'm like, FN, pfft, who cares?
You know, and I haven't gotten to shoot many FNs, so one of my kind of, like, favorite fantasy guns is the FNP90. I've never gotten to shoot it. You know, I haven't really gotten to handle one.
That's the big 45, yeah.
Actually, I think you're right. Does that shoot 45? But it's got a very spacey look to it, you know?
Yeah.
That one shoots that 5.7 round. That's fun. Yeah, that's a fun round to shoot.
See, all I have is the lowly 509, but I'm very impressed with it. But I mean, you look at it, and it's sort of like looking at, you know, if you're coming to breakfast, on one side you got silver dollar pancakes and all this other stuff, and the FN 509 is like a bowl of cornflakes.
Yeah,
But when you get it out on the range, I mean, it turns out to be a very capable handgun. I was impressed with it. This will be one that I keep. And, I mean, I'm always looking for the best striker fire gun. Although, I'm still convinced the best striker fire gun for me is the CZ P10C.
You know, that's a great gun. You know, it's hard to deny it. You know, I've had fun every time that I've gotten to shoot one.
Haven't tried Narcon yet, though. I maybe.
Yeah, that might change your mind. That really might.
We will see. We will definitely see. Now, as far as you going forward, you talked about competing. Any idea what you might compete with? What would be your gun that you carried with? I mean, a lot of women shoot with the Shadow 2, the CZ Shadow 2.
God, that's true. And that is a beautiful handgun. I mean, that thing is smooth. But, you know, honestly, I think I would take the Archon. You know,
really?
I think it's competition ready. You know, I think we could do it.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's the gun I train with all the time, you know. And, you know, really in the competitions that I've kind of watched and then just as a spectator, it's amazing how many stock guns you see. You know, just a stock Glock, a stock CZ. I see a lot of Canics as well. And, you know, these people are putting in work. You know, these guns are performing. You're seeing really great results in some of the top contenders. But that being said, you know, you're saying I've seen a few people come out with staccatos, you know, and that is a fine gun. So, it's at the end of the day, the gun helps, but what skills do you have? You know, how much have you trained with that? How comfortable are you with that gun?
It's who's driving it. Well, guess what? We have run out of time. That's an hour. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Was that quick? You're going to have to do this again.
Yeah.
You have to do this again.
Anytime.
I will get a hold of Will, and we will definitely set up Leah again. Check out guns.com. Right now, everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen because Leah Roberts has made it so. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC, a little combat pistol craft. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.